Sagt der Elgemischne weiter, man sagt, es peye, perik vav, mischne jod. Tfuah shenitna leshachas. This tfuah is used for feeding animals. That's why we cut it before it's fully ripe. Animals like the tfuah before it's ripe? The answer is yes. Animals eat raw tfuah. They don't eat cinnamon danishes. Because they eat it raw, it needs to be moist and soft. And that's why they bedavka cut it before it's ripe. So tfuah shenitna leshachas, tfuah that was cut while it's still moist to feed behemoths. Oy la'aluma. La'aluma means that this tfuah is used for the string-like, to tie other grain into the bundles. Remember Yosef HaTzadik's dream? V'hinei anachni ma'almem alumem b'toich hasada. V'hinei kama alumasi. What's taish ma'almem alumem? V'hinei anachni ma'almem alumem. We were binding the bundles, the sheaves, in the middle of the field. B'toich hasada. V'hinei kama alumasi. My bundle rose up. The gamli tzavet also remained standing. Vinei sisubena lumay seichem, and your bundles gathered around. Matishtachavenu lalumasi, and bowed down to my bundle. So oila luma means that we're using this tefillah just to tie the bundle together. Didn't use rubber bands. You had stalks of grain, and you took a kind of stalk of grain, and you tied the bundle with it. V'chein ve'agudei hashum, says the Mishnah. There were also different pieces of garlic that were used for binding the garlic into bundles. V'agudas hashum v'abetzalam. Or you have small bundles of garlic, v'abetzalam, or onions that were laying around. And the intention over here is that we're going to bundle these bundles into larger bundles. So the Mishnah ain't lehem shikcha. There's no shikcha over here, even if we forgot it on the field. The owner can go back and say, sorry, aniyim, this is for me. Shikcha is only if you forget something that people are going to eat. But if the purpose of this grain is for feeding animals, or it's to be used like a kind of a rubber band, there's no shikcha on that. As far as the small bundles of garlic or onions, there's no shikcha over there, because like we explained earlier, shikcha is only on your way to the final step. And being that it's still going from here into larger piles, it was forgotten before the final step. It was forgotten before the Gemar Malacha. Vaitra says the Mishnah, V'chol ha'temunim ba'aretz, all vegetables, where the part that you eat is in the ground. Tamun means hidden. Did you learn Perek HaKainis? Ha'tamun be'esh, what's hidden in the fire? Matmoinim means hidden treasures. Maybe you remember from Masechet Shabbos, Hatmana means something that's totally hidden, totally covered in all six sides. So v'chol ha'temunim ba'aretz, in regard to vegetables, where the part that you eat is in the ground. Kigan, for example, haluf. Luf is a kind of onion. V'hashum, garlic. V'abetzalim, general onions. Here the vegetable is in the ground, unlike other vegetables where the vegetable is on top of the ground. Where most vegetables, there's a root underneath and the vegetable is on top. But here the vegetable itself is in the ground. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein lehem shikcha. Even if you forget it, there's no shikcha. The Chachamim say, yesh lehem shikcha. The reason Rabbi Yehuda says there's no shikcha is because the Pasuk says, satcha your field. Just like a field means open, has to be revealed. So if these vegetables are underneath the ground, the Torah never meant for shikcha to apply to them. The Chachamim say, it says satcha, which is mashma, taka, open. It also says kitzircha, which is also mashma, out in the open that you cut. And there's a rule. V'ein miyut achar miyut el l'rabbis. If there are two drashas that say only what's open, the Torah comes to be marba more. The Torah means to say more than just this. And we're marba, what's hidden. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, says the Bat Tanura. The halacha is like the Chachamim, who say that there is shikcha, even for the vegetables, where the edible part is under the ground. So, chazing over our Mishnah, the food that was cut, dafka when it's moist, before it's ripe, to feed to the behemah, because the behemah eats raw grain and has to be soft and tender and moist, or it was cut to tie other bundles with. Or agudei hashum, It's like the plant stem of garlic that's used to tie bundles of garlic. Or small bundles of garlic or onions that are waiting to be bundled together into bigger bundles. In all these cases, there's no shikha. Shikha is only for things that human beings eat, and only if it was forgotten at the final step to Gemar Malach. If there are small bundles that are waiting to be schlepped into bigger bundles, so it's only if you forget it on your way to the big bundle, but you're going to leave it that way. Like we have seen several times, shikha is only on the way to the last stop. Then we had a machloikis about the kinds of vegetables where the part that you eat is in the ground, like different types of onions, garlic. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no shikha. The Chachamim say that there is.